cattle futures mostly crept higher Monday. Tyson is set to begin operations at its Kansas plant the first week of December. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 19th of November. Last week's weighted average 5-area direct price for fed steers was 59 cents higher at $115.19 a hundredweight on a live basis and 68 cents higher in the beef at $181.72. Cattle futures firmed to start the week, helped along by the Tyson announcement regarding the reopening of its Kansas plant. More on that momentarily. Other than 40 cents and 2 cents lower at either end of the board, live cattle futures closed an average of 32 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 35 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and higher on select, with moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.68 lower Monday afternoon at $239.12 a hundredweight. Select was $1.26 higher at $215.59. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 6 to 8 cents lower through July of 21 and then 4 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were selling steady to $2 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 13,400 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves were trading unevenly steady. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves and yearlings sold steady to $3 lower. There were 7,812 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold with mostly steady undertones in a limited test at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Yearling feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher. There were 3,344 head on offer. Finally, steer sold steady to $6 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, while heifers traded steady to $14 lower. There were 2,640 head. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher Monday with little definitive impetus one way or the other. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 31 points higher, the S&P 500 closed a point higher, and the NASDAQ was up 9 points. Tyson Fresh Meats, the beef and pork subsidiary of Tyson Foods, Inc., announced Monday that efforts to resume harvest operations at its Holcomb, Kansas beef plant will begin the first week of December, with intentions to be fully operational by the first week of January. It plans to resume receiving cattle at the facility the first week of December. Steve Stouffer, group president of Tyson Fresh Meat, said, "We recognize the disruption the fire caused for our suppliers and our customers and are more than pleased to announce we are in the final stages of reconstruction." He explains their team is ready to begin the process of ramping back up, recognizing that there will be testing and adjustments over the first few weeks to ensure equipment functionality while maintaining its commitment to team member safety and to food safety. The August 9th fire that disrupted operations severely damaged a critical part of the plant containing the hydraulic and electrical systems that support the harvest floor and cooler areas. Before the fire, the plant was harvesting about 6,000 head of fed cattle per day, accounting for about 6% of total U.S. fed cattle packing capacity. Since the fire, cattle were diverted to the company's other beef facilities, where they were able to offset some of the production volume loss. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 19th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.